What's going on, everyone? This is the Fantasy Playbook Podcast. My name is Kyle Yates, and I am your host. Did you really think that I was going to get 10 episodes into this venture without bringing on the other part of the dynamic duo? That is Ray Garvin. He can be found on the socials at RayGQ. Ray, how we doing, man?
I mean, at this point, man, I feel like we at some point, there'll be another Ray GQ and Kyle Yates podcast. We're doing this all the time. It's dope to be on your new platform. Happy, excited for you, Yates. But free agency, I know we got a lot to talk about today, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
We have a lot to talk about today, so let's waste no time. Before we get into that, though, I want to tell everyone about the giveaway that I've got going on, courtesy of Pristine Auction. That is a Jonathan Taylor full-size Colts helmet. To enter into this giveaway, all you have to do is go over to the ffplaybook.com/giveaway and find out the details there. Super quick, super easy to enter. That is to get a full-size Jonathan Taylor Colts signed helmet. Also, if you have not done so, please make sure that you jump into the premium Discord. All this week, I will be posting, as we get the news of free agents landing and everything, I will be posting my instant reactions there. So go over to patreon.com/thefantasyplaybook. Only $5 a month gets you access into this premium Discord. If you want to know the fantasy impact of all these landing spots and the instant reaction to that, make sure that you jump into the premium Discord. Again, that's patreon.com/thefantasyplaybook. All right, Ray, let's start this out here. Let's talk about the running backs. What we'll do is we'll take a look at the top tier guys here. We'll take a look at the incoming free agents. And this is more of a primer because as people are listening to this, free agents might have already signed. Legal tampering opens up here at noon Eastern. We're recording this at 10:30 Eastern. So free agents might have signed here by the time that people are listening to this. But this is more of a exercise to be able to just get familiar with the names that are available that your team could sign as we head into free agency. So let's start here at the running back position. The top tier guy for me that I want to talk about right away is Leonard Fournette. And now that we know that Tom Brady is back for another season, Tom Brady got already tired of his kids apparently, is back to wanting to play football. Do we see Leonard Fournette re-sign here in Tampa Bay, or do we think that he hits the free agent market? And if so, where do you think he lands?
Yeah, this is a tough one for me. It seems like it should be a no-brainer. Right back in Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's back. But Leonard Fournette, he got his ring. He got his ring with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2 years ago. You know, getting older, running back, he may want to go bag chasing and just get paid, get another big payday, which I think he'd command a decent amount of money on the open market. So I know it seems like the easy answer, the low-hanging fruit, is right back in Tampa Bay. We'll see how it plays out. I'm sure if I'm Leonard Fournette, I test the waters, see what's out there. But I do think ultimately, he ends up back in Tampa Bay. I'd love to see him get some interest because for selfish reasons, I'd love to see Bruce Arians draft Breece Hall and just throw him into that offense. I think that'd be awesome. But I do think Leonard Fournette probably ends back up in Tampa Bay.
That's my answer too. That's my prediction here for Leonard Fournette. I could see this being a short-term deal. Maybe he does a one-year deal here because we just don't know how much longer Tom Brady's going to play. So maybe a one-year deal here, just pretty cheap to run it back. And then maybe he hits the free agent market next year and tries to get that big payday. I just think he might stay here in Tampa Bay this upcoming season. Let's move down the list here to Melvin Gordon, coming off of a really productive season here in Denver. Now, everyone was really frustrated because they wanted Javonte Williams to be the guy in Denver. But Melvin Gordon was incredibly productive and proved that he can still be effective. So for me, I'll start this one off with Melvin Gordon. I think he goes back to the LA Chargers. If it's not in Denver, I think that I could easily see him going back to LA here, signing a cheap deal as a veteran presence there alongside Austin Eckler, run that system back there. And I think that that could be effective for fantasy football purposes. So I will say the Los Angeles Chargers here. I'll turn it back over to you, though. Melvin Gordon, where do you see him landing?
Yeah, I've been saying this for a while. I know we all want Javonte Williams to take over the full backfield, be the single back in Denver and get all the volume and all the work. But I've been saying, if I'm the Denver Broncos, and especially with the trade for Russell Wilson, I would be bringing back Melvin Gordon. And Melvin Gordon has said that he would like to come back to Denver, probably understands it would have to be a team-friendly deal. But, I mean, we saw him play very well in tandem with Javonte Williams. In the NFL today, you need a two-back backfield. You need that sort of rotation to give your starting running back a breather. I think even if Melvin Gordon does come back, Javonte Williams will be the lead. I am 100% projecting that. But I think he stays in Denver. I think they keep that continuity together. I think Melvin Gordon stays in Denver.
I could easily see that happening. And I think it's going to come down to the money. Like you said, it's got to be a team-friendly deal. But I could easily see that happening where he stays here in Denver. This team is poised to compete now, right? Like, that was not the case last year with the quarterback situation. Now that you have Russell Wilson in town, for Melvin Gordon, he likes Denver. He likes the system. So I think that he could easily take that team-friendly deal if he doesn't want to hit the free agent market. But again, the money's got to be right from Denver's perspective. I do think that Javonte Williams is going to be the lead guy next year. Let's keep going down the list here at the running back position. Let's talk about James Conner coming off of a just ridiculous production, touchdown production season in Arizona. Is this Arizona or bust for James Conner? Really, from a fantasy perspective, it's got to be Arizona or really anywhere else he lands. I just don't see that fantasy production living up to what he had last year.
Yeah, I think the reason why, and we'll talk about another Arizona Cardinals running back, but I think the one that they do end up keeping is James Conner. And if I'm James Conner, if I'm his agent, Arizona already sort of allowed him to showcase what he can do. I think his skill set is unique in the fact that you've got a big bruising running back that can do damage in the receiving game. And it probably would behoove Arizona to go a little bit younger at running back. Maybe they try out Eno Benjamin. Maybe they draft a running back in the 2022 NFL draft. But either way, they still need a veteran back there. And I think James Conner did enough in the eyes of probably the Cardinals organization to warrant another contract, maybe a two-year deal, something like, you know, we saw Chris Carson sign like a 2 or 3 year deal. Maybe gets a 2 year right. deal in Arizona. I think it makes a ton of sense for that team, the identity of that team. And if I'm James Conner, as a running back, you don't want to just be bouncing around team to team. Find a home that allows you to utilize your skill set to max potential. And I think Arizona is that team for James Conner. And quite frankly, that'd be pretty good for us in fantasy, especially in redraft.
We know what to expect, right? We know what to expect from James Conner. Now, I think that I could easily, that's my prediction as well, is Arizona. I could easily see him just staying here in town on a 1 to 2 year deal. And then I don't think that that precludes them from drafting a running back in this deep running back class, right? There's not a ton of top tier guys, but there's some really, really solid depth where I think that they could go with a guy in the fourth or fifth round, and he could be that complement, that long-term successor to James Conner here in Arizona. So when Conner's contract runs out next year, 2 years, whatever, then we have that running back ready to step into that larger role. I do think James Conner stays here in Arizona as well. And we know that that can be productive for fantasy football. Ronald Jones, this is a really interesting one to me, one that I've been kind of highlighting and saying it might be worth buying low on Ronald Jones in Dynasty because hitting the free agent market, we talked about Leonard Fournette on maybe back in Tampa Bay, maybe he hits the free agent market, but I think that Ronald Jones is going to hit the free agent market, man. I think that there is a 5% chance that he is back in Tampa Bay next year. So I'm going to say here for Ronald Jones, Miami. I look at Mike McDaniel now with this scheme, and we know that Ronald Jones has the burst. He has the top end speed to get to the edge. He's just been needing to be given that opportunity to be the guy in a backfield, and that hasn't happened. We look at Miami, and we say, okay, it's Miles Gaskin, it's Savon Ahmed, it's Malcolm Brown, it's Duke Johnson, whatever, however long that list of starting or running backs that they have there in the fold. But I think that Ronald Jones could be the guy that you bring in on a one-year contract super cheap because he hasn't proven really much of anything. Give him that 1 to 2 year contract, let him be the guy in this backfield, and I think that he could be productive for fantasy football. Do you see a different destination here for Miami? Do you think that he is poised to be a starter next season, or is he kind of just one of these guys that you think is going to be a backup long-term?
I view him more as a backup with some starter upside, right? Like a higher tier type backup, a backup that could work into a rotation, you know, command, you know, 5 to 7 carries, maybe a couple of targets. And there was a team that you mentioned earlier that I think would make a really good fit for Ronald Jones as well. And send him back home to LA, played football in Los Angeles, Southern California. I think the Chargers make a ton of sense with Austin Eckler. There's really Justin Jackson. You know, they've got all these random running backs back there. I think a player like Ronald Jones makes a lot of sense either in Los Angeles or another Las Vegas. I can see him going to the Raiders. Kenyon Drake, Jalen Richard, all these other guys behind a Josh Jacobs. You have an established veteran there who's going to be the lead, but Josh Jacobs been banged up quite a bit as well. So you get a player in a division that's just gotten infinitely better with Russell Wilson, with Patrick Mahomes, with Justin Herbert. I think the Las Vegas Raiders makes a lot of sense for Ronald Jones as well.
One of the big offseason moves was Sony Michel, that at least from a fantasy perspective, was Sony Michel being traded from the New England Patriots over to the Los Angeles Rams. He gets the ring. I don't know if he's going to stay here in town. I think that he hits the free agent market just with Cam Akers coming back. You got Daryl Henderson still there on, I think, one more year left on his deal. So I think Sony Michel hits the free agent market. As I look at the league and which teams would be willing to bring in Sony Michel and give him the main opportunity, I really don't know if there are many. I'll turn this to you first. Where do you think Sony Michel is going to end up?
Oh, man, this is a tough one because the easy thing would be like, oh, LA is going to bring him back and run it back with Sony Michel in LA. But with Henderson being there, with Cam Akers also, you know, being in the fold, I don't foresee that happening. I'll tell you a good team fit that would work for Sony. No way they bring him in with Gus. Well, we'll see. But Baltimore, I like Baltimore depending on how Gus Edwards' ACL, you know, his knee is turning and trending. Be interesting to see what would happen there. Another spot where they can use a strong backup running back to sort of spell their rookie, maybe take some pressure off of them. The Pittsburgh Steelers with Najee Harris being there. You get Sony Michel back there to help spell Najee. Anthony McFarland, not very good. Penny Snell, not very good. I don't know what the cap situation looks like for Pittsburgh, but keeping Sony Michel right there with Najee Harris, I think that'd make for a nice little tandem and give Sony Michel still a little bit of value being a backup for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know that running back position is so fruitful in fantasy. So I think those are two spots. Just keep an eye out for Sony.
Before we keep talking NFL free agency, I want to thank the sponsor of today's podcast, Pristine Auction. You guys heard me talk about them with the giveaway and the Jonathan Taylor full-size Colts helmet, and this is absolutely the place that you need to go if you're looking for signed memorabilia. PristineAuction.com is the most trusted sports memorabilia auction site with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Auctions on PristineAuction.com start at just $1, and each day there are over thousands of autographed items available, so you win authentic signatures at affordable prices. I was taking a look at some recent auctions, and I could not believe this price. A signed Jalen Waddle Miami Dolphins jersey went for just $90. Deals like this are happening all the time on PristineAuction.com, and they have just about every player you could want, including guys like Tom Brady, welcome back to the NFL, sir, Patrick Mahomes, and so much more. Every item on PristineAuction.com comes with a certificate of authenticity from the industry's most reputable authenticators, so you know that what you're getting is legit. Upgrade your collection of signed memorabilia today and get $10 off of your first item one when you use the code PLAYBOOK. Be sure to sign up now because there are deals ending every day. Again, that's code PLAYBOOK for $10 off of your first piece of signed memorabilia on PristineAuction.com. The only other one that I will highlight here is Houston as a spot where I don't know what the fantasy value of this spot would necessarily be, but looking at the Texans, they tried last year with Philip Lindsay, David Johnson, Rex Burkhead, right? It's like, I think they are wanting to try to move out of this veteran, old running back kind of purgatory. It's like, let's take a shot on a guy and see what he can do. And if he works out, great, you know, on a one-year deal. So I'll highlight Sony Michel there to the Houston Texans. I think that's a spot that we could see happen later on in free agency. I don't think he's going to be a day one signing, a day two signing. That would probably be the first wave passes by. And then we're looking at the guys like Ronald Jones, Sony Michel signing and landing somewhere else. The last guy that I want to highlight here and go a little bit in depth is Chase Edmonds. And you alluded to him earlier with James Conner saying that both running backs here in Arizona are up for free agency. I think Chase Edmonds showed that he should get some money here in free agency. Now, relative to the running back position as far as money, but I think that he is going to price his way out of Arizona. So where do you think he could end up that would be beneficial from a fantasy perspective?
Yeah, there are a couple of spots for Chase Edmonds that I think would make a ton of sense. I'll save one of them for you because I think we're in lockstep with that one. But let's just say hypothetically, Leonard Fournette wants a little bit more money. He wants to be paid a little bit more than what Tampa Bay is willing to offer. I mean, you put him in that Tampa Bay backfield with Tom Brady, with that skill set coming from Arizona. And I don't know if there was any overlap between Chase Edmonds and Bruce Arians. I don't think there were, but you know, so. you put him in that offense with BA. I think that would be a great, great fit for Chase Edmonds and really give a boost to his fantasy value, both in dynasty and in redraft. And I also think a team like the Atlanta Falcons, they don't have a running back of consequence right now. Right. I mean, there's Cordarrelle Patterson, Mike Davis. I don't know if he is a true workhorse in the traditional sense of the word, but in an offense where you've got a Kyle Pitts, where Matt Ryan is still throwing the ball around a ton, and they're probably going to draft a wide receiver early at some part of the NFL draft, you get a pass-catching running back like Chase Edmonds to complement some of Cordarrelle Patterson, it could be fun for fantasy purposes. But I really like the location that you have highlighted.
I think that the as we look at Chase Edmonds' skill set, right, we're saying he can carry the ball on the ground, and he showed that he could do that last year. Now, we just have questions about if he can do that over the entirety of the season to be a true, you know, workhorse back. We know that he is a fantastic receiver out of the backfield. He's electric with the ball in his hands. Let's get New England involved in the conversation here to take that James White role. As we look at how beneficial that was for fantasy with James White at this point of his career, put Chase Edmonds back there alongside Mac Jones out of the backfield, being able to just soak up targets out of the backfield. I think that that would push Chase Edmonds, honestly, into the top 15 running back conversation for me next year, especially in full PPR formats. Like, I think that that would be a very, very beneficial spot for him. Let's look at the second tier guys here at the running back position. We've got guys like, and I'm just going to run through this list and you tell me which players really stand out here that you're watching as we head into free agency. We got Marlon Mack, Cordarrelle Patterson, Darrell Williams, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, JD McKissick, Raheem Mostert, Rashad Penny, James White, we just talked about him. Then we've got Latavius Murray, Devontae Freeman, Matt Breida, Wayne Gallman, and Justin Jackson. A lot of guys that, you know, are still worth holding onto in dynasty because they could end up in a spot where they're the primary backup to a starter. But really in this tier, I don't know if there's one that I'm really saying, like, this is the guy that I'm watching. Do you have a different take on that?
Yeah, I'm watching JD McKissick because that will directly impact Antonio Gibson. If he's back in Washington, I think that's a problem for Antonio Gibson. So I am just fingers crossed somebody pays JD to get him out of the way so we finally get a chance to see Antonio Gibson unlocked. And then I guess Cordarrelle Patterson. But for me, it's JD McKissick. And it's not because of him. It's because of Antonio Gibson.
Good take. I think the other one that I'll watch is Rashad Penny. I just want to see how does the NFL value what he did last year towards the end of the year, right? With his injury history, did they give him a starting role somewhere else? Or is he back in Seattle next year with potentially Drew Locke as a starting quarterback, right? Like, that's a situation where the difference here in outcomes is drastic. We could see him be a starter and be very viable for fantasy, or we could see him be a starter for an NFL offense in Seattle, but not necessarily someone that is really, really worth considering for fantasy because of the offense that'll play in. Let's go over to the wide receiver position here. We've got the main guys were locked up on franchise tags, right? We talked about Chris Godwin, Devontae Adams. Those guys are locked up on the franchise tag. However, Allen Robinson is hitting the open market here. There is still the possibility that, of course, he re-signs in Chicago, but I think that that ship has sailed. So I think he's going to move on. We look at Allen Robinson here. Where is he landing in free agency? What do you think here?
Oh, man, Allen Robinson. This one, Yates, I'll just say this. I don't have a bead on where Allen Robinson would land. I want to say Green Bay, you know, a veteran wide receiver that you can pair with Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think they have the cap space right to sign him. I just don't believe they have the cap space. I think one of the spots that a lot of people have been clamoring for is New England to get a veteran wide receiver in there that can actually run routes and help Mac Jones out. I think that'd be a home run spot for Allen Robinson, but I'm going to be interested to see how his free agent market looks this season after essentially doing absolutely nothing in Chicago for a variety of reasons. He's what, 29 years old at this point in time. I think he needs to go to a contending team. He needs to go to a team with a veteran quarterback, with an established quarterback, and give him a chance to win. I think New England is the spot that makes the most sense for Allen Robinson. And maybe that still allows them to draft a young receiver to learn from Allen Robinson, pair that with Mac Jones. I think that's the fit that we all kind of want.
New England is the one that I'll highlight there as well. I think that that's really where he's going to end up. And we've heard that New England is really doing their research on this free agent class at the wide receiver position. Now, they were doing some work on the free agent class last year, and it turned out to be handing significant money to Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne. So we'll see. The other one that I'll at least highlight is really interesting to me is Las Vegas. With the Raiders, if they are not sold on Bryan Edwards, and I really don't think that they should be sold on Bryan Edwards based on what we've seen up to this point of his career, bring in Allen Robinson, bring him in and have him catch passes from Derek Carr, soak up targets. I think that that would be beneficial too from a fantasy standpoint. Juju Smith-Schuster is the next guy on the list. There is a ton of buzz personally right now linking Juju Smith-Schuster to Chicago. So I think that that would be an interesting one to keep an eye on. I think that that's where I'm going to go with my official prediction, Juju Smith-Schuster in Chicago. I still think that he's got some left in the tank to be that starting slot receiver, catch passes from Justin Fields, have Darnell Mooney be that field stretching option. Maybe you draft a George Pickens there with one of your first set, you know, the second round picks there. That George Pickens, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Darnell Mooney, I like that receiving core. Let's go to you, Juju Smith-Schuster. Do you think, one, do you think that he is still worth watching from a fantasy perspective? And two, where do you think he lands?
Of course. I 100% still think he's still worth it. I mean, he's, what, 24, 25 years old, and he could still play. There's a team that just got their quarterback back that is devoid of slot receiver, and I think it makes a ton of sense for Tampa Bay to look into Juju, and we'll see how that works out. You know, BA having connections to Pittsburgh, any insider information he needs about Juju, he can get that. You know, devoid of slot receiver, it makes a ton of sense. Chris Godwin probably not ready for the start of the season. You get Juju in there. I know they'll probably re-sign Godwin, but that's a nice three-headed core. And here's the reason why I think that makes sense. We saw Tampa Bay, if they were down a receiver or two, it was brutal. I mean, they were rolling out Breshad Perriman, Cyril Grayson, Scotty Miller, like just no weapons for Tom Brady to throw the ball to. So they need to upgrade that position at some point, and not having Chris Godwin to start, that's rough. I also think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be a player for a wide receiver this offseason. Do I think they go after Juju? Maybe. I've got another wide receiver that we'll talk about that I believe makes a little more sense than Juju, but for me, hadn't heard a lot of the Chicago buzz, but it makes sense. I'm also watching out for Tampa Bay to make a splash to get Tom Brady another weapon.
Kansas City was linked to Juju last offseason, and he chose to stay in Pittsburgh. So we'll see if that comes back around this time around. Let's double up with these guys. I'll put them in the speed demon categories. We look at MVS, the wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, and DJ Chark. Now, Chark, we've seen the flashes. We've seen the potential. It's been a while since we've seen him on the field, though. So let's take both of these guys at the same time. Where do you see MVS landing and DJ Chark?
Yeah, and I'll start with Chark. That's somebody I've been saying for a while that I would be purchasing, I would be trying to acquire in Dynasty. At one point, he was ranked as wide receiver 135. Kansas City makes so much sense for me with DJ Chark. Another speed guy opposite Tyreek Hill to stretch the field. Tyreek runs a lot out of the slot as well. He runs a lot out of the slot, how they utilize him in that offense. You get DJ Chark in there with Patrick Mahomes, I think it unlocks his potential. And what we did see from him 2 years ago was the cusp of being really, really, really good in fantasy football. So I'm definitely paying attention to DJ Chark, seeing where he goes. I also think New England would be a nice spot for him as well to kind of regain some of that with Mac, potentially another young wide receiver per the NFL draft. And then MVS. Yates, honestly, I have no clue, man. I really don't care where
right.
MVS
lands. I was just about to ask. I don't care.
I don't even care, honestly. It's somewhere. Go get paid, MVS. Collect your money. Get a bag. Good for you. Best ball target. Other than that, I don't really care.
MVS, I'll save Miami. I think that Miami has utilized those speed guys, right? We've seen Marquise Goodwin be a factor in that offense previously. So maybe Mike McDaniel says, okay, I need that weapon. But MVS, I just don't think that he's going to get, I don't think he's worth what I heard what he's going to command on the open market. So I'll say if he ends up in a fantastic spot, okay, great. I'll consider him from fantasy, but right now, I think Miami is that spot that I'm keeping an eye on. For DJ Chark, I'm going to go with Las Vegas. They never replaced Henry Ruggs in this offense, and they need that type of role to be able to take the top off the defense and open things up for Hunter Renfrow underneath. So I think if they don't go after Allen Robinson, and we know that Las Vegas is going to need to have some playmakers on offense to keep up with this division and how much it has changed here over the offseason. You've already got Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. Now you add in Russell Wilson with all the playmakers there. I think they're going to spend at wide receiver here to build around Derek Carr. I'll watch DJ Chark there to Las Vegas. Odell Beckham Jr., really quick, do we see him going anywhere else other than the LA Rams?
Nah, he's going back to LA. He's going back to LA.
I think so too. I will say we know what to expect from OBJ in LA. Now, how does that all work with Robert Woods back in the fold? We'll see. I don't think that his value is going to be as high as it was towards the end of the year here, but we saw that he can still produce and produce in a big way. So I think he ends up back in LA. No reason for him to move on unless the money is really not right there. The last one that I'll highlight here, and I want to talk about, this guy is rumored to command like $15 million per year on the open market, Christian Kirk. Now, Kirk has had talent and we've seen it, but for several years, it was, okay, he can't get onto the field into his proper spot out of the slot because of Larry Fitzgerald. And then he got the opportunity this past year and proved that he can be a fantasy football contributor. So Christian Kirk here, I'm going to throw out Jacksonville. Jacksonville has a ton of money to spend on the open market. I think that they need another wide receiver here. Laviska Shenault, I don't know what to expect from Laviska at this point. It's a different coaching staff now. Like, who knows what their ties are to Laviska Shenault? He's done next to nothing up to this point of his career. Kirk has shown that he can at least be a viable contributor for an offense. So I'll say Christian Kirk here to Jacksonville. That's one that I'm watching. Where do you think Christian Kirk lands?
Yeah, I really, really wanted to say Buffalo. And then they re-signed Isaiah McKenzie. They gave him a two-year deal. I don't know if that precludes them from going after another free agent wide receiver. Isaiah McKenzie has that locked down. Right. There's no way Christian Kirk can come in. I think Buffalo makes a lot of sense. I do expect them to move on from Cole Beasley. I know there's a lot of Gabe Davis hype. Isaiah McKenzie, Stephon Diggs a little bit older. Man, Josh Allen and Christian Kirk were just on vacation together. New offensive coordinator. They're probably going to, whatever Josh Allen says he wants within their power, they're probably going to try to make that happen. I also think if Pittsburgh does lose Juju, if they do move on from Juju, him to Pittsburgh would make some sense as well to run that slot. Deontay can kind of do everything. We know Claypool is going to play outside that flanker role. So they would probably have a void there in the slot. And I think Christian Kirk could feel that.
Let's take a look at this second tier of wide receivers here. We've got guys like Tre'Quan Smith, Will Fuller. Will Fuller, do we care at this point? Is he kind of in the same category of MVS? Like, I really don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
Maybe unless he's reunited with Deshaun Watson. That is like the only situation where I'm like, okay, maybe I'll pay attention to that. But otherwise, I'm kind of all out on Will Fuller. Byron Pringle, Emmanuel Sanders, AJ Green, Jamison Crowder, Keelan Cole, Sammy Watkins, Zay Jones, Cedric Wilson, Laquan Treadwell, and Russell Gage all hitting the open market here as well. Anyone in that group stand out to you?
If Laquan Treadwell goes back to Jacksonville, if he goes back to Jackson, if he stays in Jacksonville, 60-year breakout. I mean, I'm mildly interested. He looked good.
He was good.
And right now, I mean, he's dirt cheap. Dirt cheap in Dynasty. If he gets some money from somebody, from somewhere, he will matter to a certain degree. I think the one in this group that we probably should be talking about a little bit more, Yates, is Russell Gage.
Yep.
Russell Gage is going to probably command. He probably wants to stay in Atlanta with his buddy Matt Ryan. But if he goes back to Atlanta with no Calvin Ridley this year, a potential rookie wide receiver in Kyle Pitts, you could be looking at the cheapest 100 reception guy that you've ever been able to acquire in Dynasty. And Gage is not a bad player at all. So of these guys, if you're asking me which one, give me Russell Gage over MVS. I think he's the one from a PPR perspective could be in Atlanta walking into 100 receptions easy this coming season.
I completely agree with you. That was the guy that I was going to point out and highlight. Russell Gage proved that he can not only just be like this slot guy and be that, you know, contributor on third down, but he can actually play outside and he can be a touchdown guy too. We saw that this past season in Atlanta, he can be productive. So Russell Gage is one that I'm keeping an eye on. If he doesn't end up in Atlanta, maybe he ends up in a better spot from a fantasy standpoint too.
Maybe.
Like, we'll see. This is going to be really interesting. Let's move on to the quarterbacks here. Really the only guy that I'm keeping an eye on, and you tell me if you think differently here, is Mitchell Trubisky. There's been a lot of talk that he's going to get a second shot here, at least to compete for another job. The New York Giants make a ton of sense with Joe Shane coming over as the general manager now for the New York Giants from Buffalo. So we could see that happen. Indianapolis, though, is going to be my spot here for Trubisky. Indianapolis has to do something. Like, they cannot go into next season with Sam Ellinger as their quarterback, especially going into this draft where when's the opportunity that you're going to be able to take a quarterback, right? Like, you have to do something here in free agency, whether that is Trubisky, whether it's one of the guys that we'll talk about here in a second. So Trubisky, any thoughts there really quick?
Yeah, I think Indy is a good spot. I think the Giants are a good spot. And I also think we keep using Pittsburgh. I don't think they're dumb. I do think they want one of the quarterbacks in this 2022 class, but I also believe that they know Mason Rudolph probably isn't the answer. So if you bring Trubisky in on a one-year prove-it type deal, let him be the guy. Let Malik Willis sit. Let Kenny Pickett sit. Let Sam Howell sit. learn behind those veterans. I think it would be a move that would put Pittsburgh in a position to compete this season. If you're going to run your rookie running back into the dirt, you better be trying to compete with that defense aging. It may give them a shot to compete this year. Watch Pittsburgh. I like the Indy call, and I definitely like the Giants.
When you're coming out of this situation where you've had your staple at quarterback for the longest time, you need to take as many shots as you can. So take that veteran quarterback in free agency. Take the rookie quarterback. If you have two that turn out to be good, great. Then ship one of them off in a trade or something like that. Though, you know, you can't have enough quarterbacks here. Looking at the second tier, we got Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Teddy Bridgewater. Anyone in that group stand out to you?
I mean, I guess Winston, if he goes back to New Orleans, Newton is done. I mean, I am not going down that path again. Mariota, for my dynasty shares, I'd be happy. And then I would quickly trade him away if he gets an opportunity to start somewhere. The answer for me is Jameis, if he's back in New Orleans.
All right, let's talk about the tight ends here really quick, and not really necessarily one that I want to highlight and say, let's get the official prediction, but I'll just run through the tier and you tell me if there's anyone that really stands out to you. We got Eric Ebron, Gerald Everett, Mo Alie-Cox, Robert Tonyan, who we've seen can be productive, but I think that he has to be tied to Aaron Rodgers for that to happen. OJ Howard, Hayden Hurst, and Evan Engram. Anyone in that group really stand out to you?
Why can I not quit Evan Engram? I can't. He's just athletic. He's young. He has not been good, Yates. He hasn't been good, but I can't quit him. I know he can't catch the damn ball, and I still, if he goes to a team, I'm still going to be mildly in. I know this. The answer is no. Evan Engram, yes. I'm still waiting to see what happens with Evan Engram.
There's been a lot of talk that Buffalo is interested in Evan Engram, and that would simultaneously torpedo Engram's any sort of hope for Evan Engram and Dawson Knox and the hype that we have for him. So please, Evan Engram, do not go to Buffalo. The one that I will, there's two. I think OJ Howard, we've seen nothing from OJ Howard, but man, give him an opportunity. Give him an opportunity, please. I want to see what happens. And then Hayden Hurst. I don't think that we should completely discount Hayden Hurst. He's been there as the backup in Atlanta, and I think that he can still be productive if he is given an opportunity, if he lands in the New York Jets or with Jacksonville. Like, that's an opportunity that I will pay attention to from a fantasy standpoint. Interesting situation there to
word
watch.
Word is Dallas is interested in Hayden Hurst.
I don't like that.
You know, right. With Jarwin being released, word is Dallas has interest in Hayden Hurst. Very good blocker. Dalton Schultz, not a good blocker, good pass catcher. So probably wouldn't be good for his fantasy value.
Here's my thought. I don't think that Dallas is actually interested in Hayden Hurst. I think that you just brought that up so that way you could talk about Dalton Schultz on this podcast and talk about how Blake Jarwin was released. I think that that's actually the reason why you brought up a fake report, fake news.
Yeah, he's calling me fake news on YouTube. Oh, this is going to be bad.
Oh, goodness. All right, we should probably wrap this up. That is Ray Garvin. Man, this is so – I love doing podcasts with you, man. All right, Ray, why don't you tell the people what you got going on?
Ray GQ, Wake Up with Ray G, Monday through Thursday on YouTube. Holler at me over there.
Absolutely. All right. Reminder, make sure to enter into the giveaway. Jonathan Taylor, full-size Colts helmet, courtesy of Pristine Auction. Go over to the ffplaybook.com/giveaway for more details on that. And also make sure to jump into the premium Discord. Only $5 a month gets you into there and talking some fantasy football with plenty of other awesome people. And we'll be talking and breaking down everything with free agency and the fantasy impact all throughout this week and moving forward. That'll do it for Ray Garvin. I'm Kyle Yates, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.